The Mishnah says in Yechezim Day, Shnei Achen Umeis Echemem V'yibei Mashenis Eishazachiv V'yachach Novel Hamach Umeis Harishoni Yotv Shmei Shach Shalai V'alam Hashni V'shem Tzarasa. This is almost the same as the first mission in the Perek. The only difference is whether the Nolad V'chachach Yibim or Yibim V'chachach Nolad. Here is the case where the new brother was born after the Yibim, but it doesn't matter. V'chachamim still Eishach Shalai V'alamo Pshuto Kamal. If he wasn't V'alamo, then he's Eishach Shalai V'alamo. And therefore, right, so if Reuben died and then Shimon was Yabim, and Levi was born and then Shimon died, so the wife Shimon got from Reuben is Eishach V'shalai Ba'olamo, and Shimon's natural wife was Ba'olamo, Shimon was Ba'olamo with Levi, but it's Saras Eishach V'shalai Ba'olamo, so it's Pater. From Shimon Omer if Shimon had done Maimer and Reuben's wife and died, then Maimer is Midaraisa nothing, but so Midaraisa, they're not Soros. The wife of Reuben and Shimon's real wife are not Soros Midaraisa, because Maimer is not Kona, but Midrabanan they are Soros. So therefore, if she's second one of the Soros ever Midrabanan, she's obviously Choletz as Lomas Yavemes. Okay, Reb Shimon here, it's interesting. Reb Yam Lezim and Shiyurza, Ocholet Lezim and Shiyurza. Reb Shimon says that Reb Shimon's not going on the Maimer part. Now Rashi says that just so we don't confuse, Labos Bar Maimer Koi. He's not talking about the Maimer. He's talking about the original case. He just says Reuben dies, Shimon's Miyabim. Now Shimon has two wives. Either of those wives are perfectly fine for Levi. This is the sheet of Shimon that we remember from Daf Yud, Daf Yud Aleph, who doesn't hold so much from the Ptur of Eishes Achim Shloim Bolamo. He thinks even though Levi wasn't Bolam Shel Reuben, he can still be Miyabim or Cholei to do whatever he wants. He can still be Miyabim, Reuven's wife. Now, Reb Shimon's actual Shita, the Gemara is not really going to get into B'iyo until the very bottom of your Testament base, the top of Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. Instead, the Gemara is going to take a detour into Reb Oshia. Remember, he told some Reb Oshia from the first parak. Reb Oshia's interpretation of Reb Shimon's Shita. But what is Reb Shimon's basic Shita? So let's see. We'll just use code words for now, like his own code words. What happens? Reuben dies. Then Shimon Yibin Hashis Reuben. And then Levi was born. So what does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says that since Hoel Umitza'ah Beheter, since Levi found Reuven's wife Beheter, meaning when he was born, he didn't find that she was just Reuven's, the wife of someone who's Lohayabo Lamo, he was a problem with. He found that she was Shimon's wife, who was Hayabo Lamo. Right? Heter means that it was already Asa Shimon. Shehayabo Lamo. Not anymore. Ashes Reuven Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Right? That's obviously the Pasuk shot in the Mishnah. That in this case, Holo Mitzah Beheter, Reb Shimon would say that's called Haya Ba'olamo, no problem. Okay, exactly. To be eyeing that more, the Gemara is going to do a new test of Chafam Adalf. Now, Reb Oshia gives a big Kiddush, which then will be Itosav, which is Lechor not the Pasuk of shot in the Mishnah. So that's not such a tragedy fits Itosav. Amr of Oshia, Cholakai Rishon af Rishona. He says, even what's the Rishona? The Rishona was what we call Nolad Becharchach Yibin. Reuven Mace, Levi Nolad, then Shimon was Miyabin Ashes. I mean, of course, Reuven. And then, of course, what happens here? Shimon dies. If Shimon doesn't die, then not much of a Shaila. And then Shimon dies. So even in this case, Rav Shimon would say that Levi Kibimiyabin, the wife that Shimon took from Reuven, even though here, before he's mitzvah be'isser. So that's what Gemara is going to talk about. So Amar Rav Oshia, Cholakai Rav Shimon af Rishona. Mimai, how does Rav Oshia know this from the Mishnah? Midikatani Mishnah Yisera. Because there's an extra Mishnah, meaning they separated the two cases into two separate Mishnahis. Why did they separate them into two separate Mishnahis? But in the end, we're going to say not like Rav Oshia. They separate them into two separate Mishnahis to show that Rav Shimon argues about one and doesn't argue about the other. But he took it as Midi Katani Mishnah Yisera above the Reisha Lamayim Katani. Why do they have to have a separate case in the Reisha? This is the Reisha. Nolav Chakach Yibim. Elaim L'Rabbanan. If you say L'Rabbanan, they need a separate Reisha. Hashi Yibim L'Sof Nolav Chiyashcha V'Tera Ashcha Amar Rabbanan Nolav Asri Rabbanan. Nolav Chakach Yibim Yibaya. No, the Rabbanan even asked her when he found her beheter. Over here, L'Chora Mitzaa Be'Isser, right? Looks like he was Mitzaa Be'Isser. He found her. She had nothing to do with Shimon. You're just Ashish Rumi Shlahay Balamo. So you don't need this for the Chacham. If they ask her Mitzvah Heter, for sure they would ask her Mitzvah Be'Isser. Ella Lav L'Rab Shimon Itzrech. It must be for Rab Shimon. Must be for Rab Shimon. What do you mean for Rab Shimon? To teach you the Chiddush that Rab Shimon's even matter when it looks like Mitzvah Be'Isser. Okay, that's the way he reads the Mishnais. Not claiming it's so compelling. That's okay, so it'll be Tosef. That really the Reish says Rav Shimon is so makel even when it looks like Mitzvah Be'Isser, and the Chacham is so machmer even when it's Mitzvah Be'Heter. Uvedin niflog Rav Shimon Bereisha Ella Natu L'Rabbanan B'Sayin L'Sayim Hadr Palagalayim. And Rav Shimon teaches us in Derech Eretz, right? He should have argued right away on the first Mishnah, but he waited until the Rabbanan finished everything they had to say, and then he argued on them. Bahadur Polygalim, right. Ella. Now here's the kasha. Hold on a second. If Nola Vacharkech Yibim is not Ishtach Shalibolomo, if Yibim Vacharkech Nola is not Ishtach Bayolomo, or that sounds like we got all the possibilities there, right? Two things can only be in two orders. So then how does he darshan Kiesh Racham Yachtov? So they should point out they must have had a Masorah that he also agreed with the Drasha of Kiesh Racham Yachtov. Says Ella Ishtach Shalibolomo, Rav Shimon Hechem Ashkachas Lot. So then, what is the case of Ishach Shlohayiba Olamo? So they say, no problem. Right? These are very, very easy cases. Chadach and Trey means beside the one who was born. So either, I mean, this is the easiest Ishach Shlohayiba Olamo. Just don't bring in Shimon, right? Ruvain Mace. Levi Nolad. That's the case where we'd be molded because Shimon's not there to save the day. Right? Or the other case where he'd be modeh is because clearly he's based on Shimon saving the day by creating this heter. Or Reuven mace, Shimon lo yibein, right? The lo mace. And then Levi nolad. At this point, right? Shimon never did anything, so Shimon can't save the day, right? So let's say a little better. At this point, Shimon can't save the day for Levi, because, well, you can just see it as a Mimonashev in the easiest way. You know, if you look at Shimon as having saved the day by taking the wife, then Shimon's still alive, and he can't marry her. And so if you viewed as Ashish Shimon, Shimon's still alive. If you viewed as Ashish Reuven, then it's Ashish Shlohei Balamo. So those are cases where Shimon is Modeh. Bishlama, now the Gemara gets the heart of Rav Oshia. Again, not to the heart of Rav Shimon yet, to the heart of Rav Oshia. Bishlama yibem v'chag nolak yashka v'eter ashka. I understand the case where Shimon was miyam, and then maybe Levi was nolad. He didn't find an Ashish Reuven. He found an Ashish Shimon. So that's v'eter ashkacha. And he was in the olam of Shimon. Ella nolad v'chag yibem mai taima. But what's his svara nolchag yibem? Levi was nolad, he found Eshach Shloim Olam of Reuven. So later on in Shimon's Biyam, it doesn't matter. He started out with Eshach Shloim Olam of Reuven. So what's shot in Rav Oshia's extension of Rav Shimon? So here he says, radical Shita, Kasavra Yesh Zika V'Zika Kiknusa Damya. That is the Yesod right there of Rav Oshia. This radical Shita of Rav Oshia, which is, again, going to be Tosef. So don't build your whole Weltanschauung on it. He says this is called Mitzvah Beheter. Let's just, right, black is what we see with our naked eye. Red is what's really going on between the lines, according to Rav Oshia. Reuven mace, now Zika Kiknusa Lishimon. I know Shimon wasn't Miyabin yet. Shimon was Miyabin the minute Reuven died. Reuven died, Reuven took his last breath. And the next breath, she's already Knusa to Shimon, because Yesh Zika, and Zika Kiknusa. And therefore, Betera Ashkecha, or Mitzah, I can switch between Hebrew and Aramaic, right? Because she's already Eishes Shimon, even before Shimon does Yibam. Because Zikachiknusa, basically what he's saying is that it's always Yibam Yerchagach Nolad. Because the second Reuven dies, there's a virtual Yibam for Yeshika and Zikachiknusa. Okay, there's a bit of a deal in the Rishonim and the Achronim, as to what he means by Zika Kiknusa, how radical is the sheet of Zika Kiknusa? Really, the Karen Ora, we shouldn't have put that in brackets, because he says it over very, very clearly, but hopefully people had a chance to look at it anyway. There weren't that many Mefarshim here. What does he mean by Zika Kiknusa? So the question is Zika, does he really mean mamish? Zika Kiknusa mamish? As soon as someone dies without kids and they have a brother, their wife is married to their brother. What's the mitzvah say? Yes, maybe the mitzvah say is to do bia, but they're married already. Or maybe the mitzvah say is to, let's say the mitzvah say is to do bia, and therefore cement this by making it irrevocable through chalitza anymore. So they're already married, but the bia cements them. First of all, the bia does not come a shame, and the bia cements the marriage by making you not able to revoke it through chalitza. Okay, but they're already married. Or do we say that who holds Zika Kiknusa Mamish? This is what the Karen Ora quotes in the Karban Ha'idah on the side of Yerushalmi, not in the Karban Ha'idah side of the Perish, right on the side of the classic Yerushalmi. There's the Pnei Moshe in the Karban Ha'idah, for better or for worse. And each of them have like a little bit more eon. The Pnei Moshe has a Mari upon him. The Karban Ha'idah has a Shari Karban, so I think the Karen Ora here is quoting from what the Karban Ha'idah wrote, not right on the side of the Gemara, but on the bottom or the back, depending on which printing you have in the Shari Karban. The Shari Karban says that it is Zika Kiknusa Mamish. They're Mamish married for all intents and purposes. Let's just find his quote here. Sorry, it's Zika Kiknusa. And he says Karban Ha'idah in Perek Acholetz Kasav Rabbi Yeshua the Yevah is fearly Zika Kiknusa Lagamri V'chayiv Alam Misham Eishes Aviv. What would the nafkamina of Zika Kiknusa Mamish? The nafkamina would be Chayiv Al Krovos Shalo Ke'arayos. And this is the Karban Ha'idah. What does the Karban Ha'idah say? That let's say Reuven died, now Zika Kiknusa to Shimon. If Shimon's son sleeps with this woman, he's chayav for the arayos of Eishes Aviv. It's his father's wife. Oh, it's not really his father's wife, it's only his father, Zekuka. No, Zika Kiknusa Mamish. And Rashi seems to say a similar thing in the other direction, right? Everyone knows this one's really married. His relatives go to her, and her relatives go to him. And Lechora, the same Nafkamina, it's not really a second Nafkamina. V'chayav al krovos shela ke'arayis. And this has much more of an Nafkamina, because usually the krovos shela might already have been arayis anyway, because they're krovos of his brother at least, and the chuli, just question how many arayis they are. But krovos shela, let's say Reuven dies, now Shimon has the Sukkah. So we know if we hold Yesh Zika, which we paskin, like Shmuel against Rav, that he's not allowed to marry her sister and her mother and her daughter, etc., etc. But that wouldn't be a Arayus, right? That would be L'chora Nisud Rabbanan. That would be maybe some Mitzah, something. Would they be Mamash Arayus? Would we say that since Kiknusa, she's really married to Shimon, and her relatives are real Arayus to Shimon? So Rashi seems to say yes. Because Rashi and Daf Yutesim and Aleph says that that if there are two brothers married to two related girls and one of them died, it falls before the Shlishi. Now it's Kiknusa Mamish, and the other one is an erva to him, and she doesn't fall before him. That's what he says. Right? Well, the Rashi seems to say that. I mean, Rashi, this is definitely a Shmos of Rashi. Mashmas of Rashi is that if a girl falls before me, Zika Kiknusa, according to Rav Oshia, her sister is a rayus to me.
But he says, he's miyamever, then he says, said Arayos.
No. No. I see the way you're reading it. And in the Gemara, you can read it that way, which is why it's not arrived from the Gemara, as we'll get to. I see the way you're reading it, and you almost fooled me there. Because you could read Rashi, and Rashi's saying, no, Rashi's not saying Zika Kiknusa, and then her sister's an Erva. She's saying Zika Kiknusa, then I'm Yabim her, and only after I'm Yabim her, her sister's an Erva. But that's not true. Rashi's saying Ms. Yabimus as a parenthetical statement. I can be Yabim her. But how do we know that her sister's an Erva even before I'm Yabim her? Because read the next line in Rashi, the last four skinny lines in your test. I'm an Aleph. Vashnios peturos achas mishom erva the high minayim and rishonos the chasras kiknusa is lachad the krova b'shtayim hashnios nimtza achas yosef shom erva shneim and tutarasa. What's the case here? This is one of these line in the Testament Aleph is one of these things that makes people afraid of Yavamos, the complicated family trees. This is the case. The case is Reuven was married to Sis and Mom. Shimon was married to sister and daughter, right? Meaning these two went together, and these two went together. Levi, poor guy, never got into that family. And now what happens? Reuven dies. When Reuven dies, there's Zika Kiknusa to Levi. Obviously, there's no Zika to Shimon, because they're all his Arayos. Right? They're all his sister-in-law and his mother-in-law. There's Zika Kiknusa Levi, and then when Shimon dies, his wives are Erva Vitzarasa to Levi. That's what the Gemara says in Yod Tesem and Aleph. What does Rashi say? How do we know? Are his wives Erva Vitzarasa only after Yibam, which is what some Rishonim might say, or even before Yibam? We know Rashi means even before Yibam, the word of Mr. Bims that was standing, because Rashi says, because Mimanavshach, one of Reuven's two wives are married, therefore Mimanavshach, one of Shimon's two wives is Erev, and the other is Sarah's Erev, so they're all Potter. If Rashi says Mimanavshach means he didn't do Yibam. If he had done Yibam, we would know which one it was. Right? Rashi's saying that he didn't do Yibam yet, but Mimanavshach, one of them is Kiknusa. So since Rashi says Mimanavshach, one of them is Kiknusa, that means nothing happened yet. Otherwise, you'd see with their own eyes who is Kiknusa. So you Yimadayik and Rashi that even before the Yibam, the sister's an Erva. Of course, if the Tos is written in the current Ora, they'll just say it's only after Yibam. So that's a good Hara. So this is Zika Kiknusa Mamish. As a matter of fact, you can even go so far, although I haven't found anyone bold enough to say that straight off, that if Zika's Kiknusa Mamish, then if a stranger sleeps with her, that's Ishish Ish. Maybe even the Shukshi Mikhai Mishum Ashish. Oh, it says Losia Ashish Mishukhus Lizar. That's what you're going to ask me? Yeah, that's what everyone asks. That doesn't bother me. You could say Losia Achutzel Ishzar is not coming for a new lab according to Roshia. That's according to Rav and Shmuel. It's just coming to teach you the rules of Yibam. Or B, you could say that this is all until you do Chalitza. If you do Chalitza, you uprooted the Marfreya, and then the Marfreya with the lava will seal Ishtar. So I can either say that's not a lava at all, according to Roshia, or that's a lava if you uprooted the Marfreya through Chalitza, if you assume that Chalitza uproots Zika the Marfreya, which I'm not saying is obvious. But I can get out of it. Although I admit that like a lot of people were intimidated by this. However, the Karen Orah himself thinks that's going a little too far. He thinks maybe for Yeshua's reasons, tell me she's an Ashes Ish, and like to the Shuk, she's Chayav Nisa, and it's the Ten Commandments, it's not just a love. Nah, she can't be Zika Kiknusa Mamish. That's going too far. So the other option is the Zika Kiknusa. Not that Zika is Mamish Kiknusa. She's not really married. She's not really married to you. That's the mitzvah say. Yivama Yivola, Holokachal Elisha, but yeah, but there's a mitzvah say to get really married. Right now, she's not really married, but Zika Kiknusa, meaning that Shimon already took over the Ishus of Reuven. He just didn't how does it, Gomer?
Finalize.
Shimon already took over the Ishus of Reuven. He just didn't make it Kiddushin Mamish yet. It doesn't mean she's Mamish Knusa like his wife. It means Le'enyan, the relationship between Reuven who died and Shimon who's sitting here. Le'enyan, the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, I know Shimon didn't make his full wife yet, but Shimon already inherited the Ishus from Reuven. It's already, she's already Shayach to Shimon and not to Reuven. Now, Shayach to Shimon, but he hasn't made a Kiddushin Gemurim yet. It's just a lower level Ishus. But Shimon already took over Zikas Reuven and took the woman for himself. He just took her under his wings, but he didn't create a full Kiddushin yet. This is a bigger Chiddush, but that's what the Karen Ora says. Right? I'll read you the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora says, the Ode near a leader of Shimon lo Amar Zikanus el Afkia Zikas Rishon. That just means she's not Shayach to Reuven anymore. Right? Now she's Shayach to Shimon, not to Reuven. He's molded that he has no kinyan and he doesn't ask for a rise. Let's say Shimon had a maternal half-brother, right? He's not related to Reuven. That maternal half-brother is not Asur and her. She's not really married. He doesn't create Isur Arayas. It just means he took over responsibility from Reuven. Just means he took over responsibility. There's this new idea, which is not Mamish being married, just being responsible to continue the shame of Reuven. He already inherited the shame of Reuven. That doesn't mean Kiddush and Mamish. That just means responsibility for the bias. He took over responsibility for the bias. Now, if you want to know, whose bias am I finding this girl in? I'm finding her in Shimon's bias, not in Reuven's bias. But that doesn't mean they have Kiddush and Mamish.
Well, we said, one of the ideas of Zika is that he's continuing the Kiddush of Reuven. So he doesn't have to do Kiddush. I mean, there is Kiddush.
Right, so apparently that's the Chiddush of the Karen Ora. And by the way, let me just point out, before I get back there, the Tosfos Rid says the same thing. The Tosfos Rid is at the beginning of the Perek. Hopefully you found it. I couldn't find it in my Tosfos Rid because it's missing those pages. But I found the Shitos Kamai, so I know it's really there. In the beginning of the Perek, he goes through like the whole first couple of blot and summarizes them. And he says, I'll read it to you, V'dafkeling in Zikas Yabmos Amrin and Hachi. It doesn't make her relative into Arayos. It doesn't make her into Eishes Ish. It doesn't create Isuri Arayos. It just means Inyan Zikas Yabin. Inyan Zikas Yabin. It's already Zika Kiknusa. So this is not what it sounds like from Rashi. Not what it sounds like from the Korban Eda. They assume it creates a real marriage with Isuri Arayos. Zika Kiknusa Mamish, Pshuta Kamashmo. Right, but it's the old Kech Akira. Right? Zika Kiknusa means Zika is equal to Knusa or Zika is similar to Knusa. So Rashi, Lechora, and the Korban Eda for sure say Zika Kiknusa Mamish. The Rav also points out the Rashma sounds a little this way as well. Zika is equal to Knusa. It's a big Kiddush, they're already married. The Rid and the character and Ora have trouble going that far. They say, no, it can't be they're already married. It's only Le'inyan Zika's Yavin. Le'inyan, who's Zika? Le'inyan, is she still Zukuka from Reuven, where Shimon already taken over? Le'inyan, that's Zika Kiknusa. But to be really married, not. What exactly... what exactly is the nature of that kiknusa, which is Le'inyan Zika's kiknusa, and for real Ishus not, is not so clear to me, I fully admit. I might go so far as this, I think, would fit the Lashon of the Rid better than the Lashon of the Karen Ora. I must admit, I'm confused by this pshat. I understand Zika kiknusa mamish. I understand why people are afraid of Zika kiknusa mamish. Let's just use their Lashon. Right? Le'inyan Zikas Yadmin Philo Mamish. Right? The Karen Ora and the Tosus Rid. So exactly, you know, what kind of Kiknusa is that? So What I might have said, although I'm not sure how well this fits the current Or's Lashon, is that going back to Reb Chaim that we saw in the Sugya of Banim Kesimanim, is that maybe if you can say there's such thing as Kinyan, like basically you have the rights, you know, you have a certain rights and responsibilities, and there's Ishus, you have a relationship. What I might have said is that maybe he inherited the Kinyan from his brother, right? Usually you don't inherit marriages, you only inherit property. But in this case, you in some strange way inherit the Kinyan from his brother, but the Ishus, the relationship, that he has to make on his own. So what I might say, even though the Karen verse says, Emo Kinyan Mamish, so it doesn't fit as much as that well. But maybe I would say, maybe I'll pee the grach in Hilchas Ishus, who says that being called a woman doesn't create Isurei Rais. That doesn't make her relatives your relatives. It's only the Ishus that does. His nafkinos for an Uber. You could be Kona the Uber and have all the obligations, but, and commitments rather, but you're still not also your relatives because you don't have a relationship with someone who's not born yet. So maybe I'll be graph, you could say, although it's not Madurik and Lush on the Karen Ora, I fully admit, maybe you could say that you have the Tzad Kinyan without the Tzad Ishus. And that's what they mean, that it's not Kiddushin Mamish, meaning you have acquired, basically what do you have here? You have the, what's the Kinyan Ishus? The Kinyan Ishus is Asura Kuliyama Kaddish, right? He already inherited from his brother this Ishus. He's the one in charge of it. He's the one who makes the Asura Kuliyama Kaddish. The Asura Kuliyama Kaddish, because there are now beholden committed to him. He has already taken over his brother's shame. Now he just has to decide where to go with that. He's already taken over his brother's shame. Therefore, he already has the rights to Aser his wife of Kuli Alma Kehektish. But that's not enough to make Ishus Mamish, because he doesn't have a relationship with them yet. He's happy to have a relationship with them just because he was related to, just because his brother had a relationship with them. For that, he has to actually do something personal, such as Yivama Yavo Aleha. And therefore, it wouldn't create Isurei Arayas yet. It wouldn't create a full Isur of Ishus Ish yet, because he has no relationship with them, but he's inherited already the right and the responsibility of keeping them from marrying in the shuk.
In that case, then he should be Yorishim immediately.
According to Rav Oshia, he should be Yorishim immediately.
Say it's a matter of the Kenyan then.
So I think Rav Oshia might say that he is Yorishim immediately. Just that perhaps if he does Chalitza, then Lamafreya would be Nisvato. Mm-hmm. But Rav Oshia might admit, this is getting to Achlosh John a little later. Let's say he didn't do Yom or Chalitza, he died. Then Taka maybe he was Yorishim. Taka maybe he was. Reuben died, there's one brother Shimon. And, now, okay, the tricky part is you're going to have to find an Afkamina. All right, and he didn't do anything, he died with kids. Maybe Shimon's kids would get it because Shimon was Yorishim. Of course, here's a little tricky because let's say there was a father. Then the question is, would the father get it? Would Shimon get it? We would say the father got it. Shimon didn't do Yiva. Rav Oshia might say Shimon got it. Correct. I agree with you. This is, as my friend David Schatz says, one man's reductio ad absurdum is the next man's enochanami. Okay, so this is the machlokas. What do you mean by zika kiknusa? Mamash zika kiknusa, marriage for all intents and purposes? Or, not mamash zika kiknusa. It just means that Le'inyan, whose bias is she in now? She's already Nikna, she's already in the bias of Shimon. However, he still doesn't have a relationship with her yet because he hasn't ever had anything to do with her, and therefore they don't have a full marriage. Nafkamina is they wouldn't create an Isur Arayus on their relatives. Not the way Reb Chaim met Ishus, which is about a personal relationship. How can you do this in a personal relationship when they never met each other? Yeah, that's a little hard to say. I mean, Ishus is the most personal aspect of things. That's a little hard to say.
According to Knusa Mamish, could you give a get instead of Chalitza?
According to Knusa Mamish, could you give a get instead of Chalitza?
And why do you even need the whole institution of Chalitza according to Chalitza Mamish?
That is an excellent question. If it's Mamish, Kiknusa Mamish, then why not just give a get?
Because it's not.
If it's, right. Hey, one answer is because it's not, right?
That's not.
Right, he's just taken over some achrayis. He's taken the achrayas, right? Either he has a kinyan without the ishas, or he has achrayas for marrying her without marrying her, without having married her, right? Or maybe you could say, right, he has the achrayas, he has taken responsibility without taking marriage. But if you say sekedusa mamish, why can't you give a get? You might say it's exeris kasim to do chalitza, not a get. Basically, why can't you give a get? Because exeris kasim, you have to do chalitza.
What if he doesn't do bia? Even if he sekedusa mamish, he doesn't do bia.
Then he's still not behind the assay, right?
She's on one of them, man.
That's what the Gemara seems to say in a few lines from now, yes. Let's say he doesn't do anything and dies, then it sounds like she's on one of them, sure.
Knusa mamish means kiddush mamish, not yibo mamish.
Correct. Meaning he still do chalitza because he refused to do the essay of yibo.
But would a get undo that kiddushin?
Would a get matter her to the shuk, even though he'd still be chayyid to do chalitza? So I'd be hard pressed to say yes. So you'd have to be nidchak, say it's exeris akasov, that since she's mechusar chalitza, a get's not matter her to the shuk. Okay, so what we've seen then is that zika knusa mamish. Or Zika Nusa only in Zikas Yavim. What does it mean only in Zikas Yavim? Maybe using Rav Chaim's Chiluk and Hilchas Ishus and Banu Simanim, it means he has a kinyan, he inherited the kinyan, but you can't inherit Ishus, that you have to personally create, or at least somewhat personally create. Or maybe you could say, which is what I was saying at first, or it means that Shimon took responsibility. After all, what is now taking responsibility. He already took responsibility. That's a Zikin Nusa means. He already took responsibility. Mitzad, who's responsible, it's already him. And therefore, when Levi comes, he finds a Reheter. Shimon already took over the responsibility. He already took care of Reuven. Took responsibility, but without a marriage. He didn't marry her yet, but he already took over the responsibility for marrying her, and maybe that's enough to be called Mitzad Reheter. So by the time he comes, he says, no one has, Reuven's not worried anymore. Shimon already took over responsibility. He just didn't actually do the marriage yet, but he's already responsible for the situation. And therefore, when he comes and says, whose wife am I finding? He says, I'm not finding the Isser that she's still waiting for Reuven. Shimon already took responsibility. He just didn't actually create a marriage. All right, I happen to like the Rav Chaim formulation better, but either way, it's a tricky formulation. Now, that's in terms of what Zika Kedusa means. Let's go a little weiter. Now we get Raya's back and forth. And we start with Rav Yosef's Afkafta, which is based on the assumption that Rav Oshia is very radical. Right? Rav Yosef assumes that Rav Oshia would say Zika Kedusa, even when there are two Yavams, right? Which is makes it big to say Zika Kedusa if you don't even know which guy's going to do it yet. So Maskevla Rav Yosef. Even Zika with Maimar of Shimon is Mesufag, whether it's Kiknusa or not. So obviously Zika can't be Kiknusa. Again, we know by now Nachrios doesn't mean intermarriage. That there are three brothers and they each have a wife. Omeis Echad Mehem, Va'asva Sheni Maimar Meis. Reuven died. Shimon did Maimar to Reuven's wife and died. This is the famous drasha. Only if she one husband died. Not if she has zikah of two dead husbands. That's called Esha Shnei Mesim, which we normally assume is a Psolder Rabbanan because it only comes about through Maimer. And that's what Chachamim say. Chachamim say, let's us lomus yavemes. But what they mean is that this is not really the Raisa concept, Esha Shnei Mesim. This is the Rabbanan concept, Esha Shnei Mesim, because Maimer is the Rabbanan. And let's just put the case here. So Reuven dies. Shimon does Maimer to Ashes Reuven. And then Shimon dies. Right? Then what happens? Ashes Reuven is Esha Shnei Mesim, right? Because she's still Reuven's wife because Shimon didn't do Yibam. Midaraisa, she's Reuven's wife because Shimon didn't do Yibam. Midrabbanan, Shimon did Maimer. So she's a little Shimon's wife, a little Reuven's wife. And therefore, Choletzes velo misyabemes to Levi. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Because what do they hold? They hold Maimer is a Miktsas Kenyan. Right? So she's a little Eish Shimon, because he didn't buy her, but she's a little Eish of Reuven, because no one did give more chalitza yet. Therefore, she's Eish Shnei Mesim. What does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon, Omer, Miyabim Leizim, Shiyirtz, Becholos, L'Shniya. Reb Shimon says, no problem. If there are two wives, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife, you can do Yivmor Chalitza to whoever you want. What does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says that Eishes Reuven is Choletzes O Misya Bemes. Right, so far. Is Choletzes or Misya Bemes, but if Eishes Shimon is Misya Bemes, if Eishes Reuven is Misya Bemes, you have to give Chalitza to Eishes Shimon. Why? So he explains. You can't do even to both of them because maybe Yeshika means with Mimer, maybe Mimer is a Knusa, and therefore they're both Shimon's wives, and you can't do even to two wives of the same guy. But you can't do even to one and let the other one go to the shuk because maybe Mimer is not a Knusa, and they're from two different husbands. And therefore, you're letting one of them go off the shuk without chalitza. Alma Masapkale. What does he say? Eish is Reuven choletz or Misya Bemes. And if she's Misya Bemes, Eish is Shimon would be choletzes. Basically, Eish say better. Eish is Reuven choletzes or Misya Bemes, but doesn't pater Eish is Shimon, right? Ve'ena poteres Eishes Shimon. That's what I'm writing here. There's no way to tell other than me letting you know. And Eishes Shimon. What does that mean? Maimar is Safek Knusa, Safek Klum. Right? Maybe Maimar is nothing, in which case one is Eishes Ruin, one is Eishes Shimon. Just do give them to one place to the other. Maybe Maimar is Knusa Legamri, so they're both Eishes Shimon, so don't do even to both of them. Okay, so Reb Shimon, even in Maimer, he's Mesopic, whether 50% chance Knusa, 50% chance zero. So just because for sure zero. So that goes against Reb Moshia. If you say no, Midoraisa, Zika's Kiknusa, and Zika and Maimer's also Kiknusa. And really, Midoraisa, just Miyad, they're both Eish Shimon, Miyad, one send the other one to the Shok, who Midorabon, the Asr, Xerim, Shem, Shem, Yom, Bezi, Vamos, Abang, Shnei, Batim, Chad, Miyam, the Idiot, Pnitra, Vlo, Klum. If you say no, really, Mimer's Kiknusa and Zika's Kiknusa. The only reason he won't let you miyab and one and send the other shuk is because that Rabbana, people might not understand his shita, and people might think that if you have two yavamas with two batim, that you can miyab and one and send the other one to the shuk. No, don't say it's because of Xer. It's really because of a suffix. He says his reason is because he's misopic whether Mimer is Kiknusa. He said either it's Knusa, in which case she's married to Shimon, or it's nothing, in which case she's married to Reuven. So, therefore, he's proven that Rav Shimon, even by Mimer, is misopic whether it's Kiknusa. So, Zeke itself is for sure not Kiknusa. So, Abai answers with the obvious defense. Amrli, Abayiv lo shani lach min zikas yavam echel zikas shnei yavamim. Don't you know that Rav Oshi only meant when there was one yavam? One yavam is kiknusa because you know who it is. Two yavams, of course, it's not kiknusa because you don't know which one's going to do it. The zikas shnei yavamim dil maki amr Rav Shimon zikas kiknusa dam yiv yavam echel lo shnei yavamim lo. Okay, Rav Shimon, meaning Rav Oshi only said a sheet of zikas kiknusa and Rav Shimon if there was one yavam. If there was two yavams, of course, he didn't say it. All right, so now we know the real sheet of Rav Oshia, that this whole thing of Nola and Harkaf Yimim only works when there was Shimon. But if there had been Shimon and Zvulon and Leah was born, then it wouldn't have helped. Now, the Gemara questions even that. Really? You think you can defend him even in the case of one Yavam? Umishani Leah Rav Shimon. Vatanya klal omer Rav Shimon kol shal leidu kodem nisuin lo choletz lo mosya bemes nisuin kodem leida o choletz lo mosya bemes. What do you mean? You think that Rav Oshi is right in one case? Rav Oshi is totally wrong. Rav Shimon said the klal exactly fakered of exactly the opposite of Rav Oshi. He said if it was leida kodemus, if it nola v'charkach liyibim, she's totally eshdach shal yibolamo yim v'charkach nola that can do chalitzur yibam my lab yom echad. Doesn't mean even in yavam echad. Rav Shimon is saying that. Nola v'chakach yibim is no good against Rav V'katani lo chaletz lo mesir bemes. Love a shnei yavam. No, that cloud of Shimon is only by two yavams, but by one yavam, Rav Oshi would be right. Avol b'yav machan mai. Hachinami chaletz mesir. You can tell me yachum yavam echad chaletz mesir bemes. Yahachi aditani soon kodin l'leida o chaletz mesir bemes. Lift no listening, but he dava medvarim shnei yavam b'yam echad o chaletz lo mesir bemes. If really you think that in yavam echad, even Nola Becharkach Yibeim would be mutter to do Choletz Zomus Yabemes, then it should have said that. Why go far away to find the case that would be us, that would be mutter, just stay close by and say, as long as it was one Yavam, then it's Choletz Zomus Yabemes? No, the Gorans Kulav Shnei Yavam Kamayri. No, it happened to be that when he said this Brisa, he was only talking about Shnei Yavamim, that we don't understand because we don't have the context of the Brisa, but he was only talking about Shnei Yavamim. By Yavam Echad, he would have said like Roshia. So the Gorans in the end says, leaves this Bekushia. Next, we'll have a Tiyuvta. This is only Kusha. The Elamai Klala. If you're going to say he's only talking about two Yavamim, why do you start with Klala or Shimon? Klala sounds like it's Klali. So this is already a Kusha against Rav Oshia, that we have a Klal, which is exactly straight black and white, the opposite of Rav Oshia. It says, no let Rechar Kach Yibim, Rav Shimon would not allow, only Yibim Rechar Kach no let. So that's the first problem. The second problem is the Odmus of Rav Oshia. The Odmus of Rav Oshia here is going to try for a Tiyuvta. Gimel Achim Shnayim Nisurin Shtei Achayas O Isho Bito O Isho Bas Bito O Isho Bas Bina Hari Elu Choltzos V'lo Misyabmos Rav Shimon Poter. Okay, there are three brothers. Two of them are married to two related sisters and die. Right? So this is the famous case which we had mentioned earlier in the first paragraph as well, that the Chacham say Choltzos V'lo Misyabmos and Rav Shimon says Poter. This is the way Rav Shimon Darshan's Litzvor. If you remember from the Litzvor Sugis in Daf Ches. What's the case here? Reuven is married to, let's say, Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. And these are relatives. Let's say, for example, sisters, right? And Levi. What happens? Reuven and Shimon die. So now Levi has two Yevamos, each of which is Achos Zekukaso. So what do the Racham say? Say, look, he's stuck with two people, each one of which is Achos Zekukaso. So Midaraisa would be okay because of Yesh Zika, we ask for them. Therefore, they're both Choltzos V'lo Misyabmos. What does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon says they're Pato Lagamre. And why does he say they're Pato Lagamre? This is the drasha of Litzvor. This man should ask Tzoris Zelazetz, especially Zeru Zekukaso. Right? Chachamim say Choltzos V'lo Misyabmos. And Rav Shimon says Litzror means Bizman Shenasu Soros Zelazeh. They are Pituros Legamre. They just go off to the shuk. The problem is, according to the problem is this is against Rav Oshia. The Isak Dayakus Rav Shimon Zika Kiknusa Danya Liabim Lakamaisa Vetifter Idach. If Rav Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa. Now, this is the case of one brother. Why? Let's imagine what happens. Who dies first? Someone has to die first, right? Let's call him Reuven. Ah, okay, good point. But let's assume, that is a very good point, let's assume that someone has to die first, right? That's obviously what the Gemara is assuming in Torah Rashi, right? So let's call Reuven who dies first, because what's the difference, right? So let's say Reuven dies. Now, how many brothers does Leah Rachel fall before? She doesn't fall before Shimon because it's Achos Ishto. She only falls before Levi. So that's Chad Yavam. So now Rachel is Kiknusa LeLevi. So now when Shimon dies, what do you mean? If Shimon shouldn't say they're both Pater, now Leah, right, Yotzeis Mishum Achos Ishto Shel Levi. Right? Leah is Achos Ishto Shel Levi. Right? So, at least certainly the way Rashi, if you take Zik, do some Amish, right? Shimon's already married to Rachel, now Leah is Achos Ishto. So Shimon shouldn't say they both disappeared. They're never Tzoros Elazah. He's already married to Rachel, and Levi's and Leah's nothing. So, according to Rav Oshia, that's what Shimon should say. Now, what did the Karen Orin and the Rid Agav do with this? They would already make Morty's diuk in the Gemara. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is um, Liyabin look at my tifter idach. They would say Zika is not kiknusa mamish. That's not what they mean. They don't mean that Leah goes out right away. They mean that after that he could still be miyamim Rachel. Once he already has knusa le'inyan Zika on Rachel, Rachel can't become usher anymore. Now he should miyachel Rachel, and after he's miyamim Rachel, then Leah should go away because she should become an erva. Right? That's the deal they would make in the Gemara. So that's the kasha on Rav Shimon, on Rav Oshia rather. So Amar Rav Amar, my poter nami poter b'shnia. That's exactly what Rav Shimon meant in the Brisa. He didn't mean they're both poter. He meant the second one's poter because of Rav Oshia, because of Zika Kiknusa. Amar Vatani Rav Shimon poter b'shneiam. No, doesn't the Brisa say he's poters both of them? Amar Rava shnia shibesug zeh b'shnia shibesug zeh. Rava says, what does he mean? Rav Shimon's potter them both. Then he means that there are two pairs. There's like sisters and mother-daughter. Then he potters the second one from the sisters and the second one from the mother-daughter. That's what he means. But he didn't mean that he pottered both of them because the first one is Kiknusa. So that's why he defends Zika Kiknusa. Zika Kiknusa, the first one's married to Levi. The second one goes to the Shuk Misham Erva. What does it mean, Shnehem? If there are two pairs, then the second one of each pair goes to the Shuk Misham Erva.
Maybe it's just for practical reasons easier to understand. Could he brought the cases with two pairs of sisters? Why does that have to be a mother and daughter?
It could have been. Just or maybe they just want to illustrate all the different possibilities. But Rava's wrong. Why? Why is Rava wrong? Toy Rava ba'arba zugi. Chadado o katani o drishim poltabar batan by like Rava made the mistake. In these four pairs, right? The original Bryce had four pairs. There was sisters, mother-daughter, mother-daughter's daughter, and mother-son's daughter, right? Those are basically all the pairs of women who are raised to each other, right? There are no other pairs of women who are raised to each other. Either they're sisters, or mother-daughter, or grandmother-granddaughter. There are two kinds of grandmother-granddaughter in the list of raised in the Torah, you know, through a man or through a woman in the middle. Now, Rava made the mistakes. There are really four pairs. Rava says, Potem Shteya means the second one of each pair. But he says, first of all, it says, it says Shtei Achayos, Ishobi. He doesn't say there were all the pairs. It says there was either Shtei Achayos, or mother and daughter, or grandmother and granddaughter, but not both of them in the same case. So you can't say there were two pairs. And second of all, if he thinks there were two pairs, then there weren't two pairs. There were four pairs, because there are four examples. I should have said our batan. So Rava's defense is wrong. The old Tanya, Rav Shimon poter b'shteim and Nachalit v'Nayivim, Shneimer v'Isha lachos l'tzikach b'tzror, v'shoshen asutzor zulazulo yilkuchen afilu be'achas mehem. And also, we know that Rav is wrong, because Rav is saying only the second one of the pairs potter, but it's mefurish in another brice that Rav Shimon says, both sisters are potter. He darshins, Isha lachosar lotzikach b'tzror, when two sisters are both falling before the same yavam, then they're both potter. Elam or Vashi, this is what Aaron was hinting at before, Rav Ash says, no, I can defend Rav Oshi against all this. Rav Oshi is right. If one dies, Reuven dies first, and then Shimon, then Reuven's wife is Kiknusa the Levi, Shimon's wife is Arias. All these brises, these two brises we just said, with all the fancy cases, are talking about Eden of Bozeh Chuzerach Hanami. Hacha Ma'iskin and Avaz Achaz are all when Reuven and Shimon died simultaneously. If Reuven and Shimon died simultaneously, neither one can be Kiknusa. It's just a stalemate. Two sisters can't both be Kiknusa. And that's when he has a special din of Litzror that he darshes the Pasuk in his unique way, to potter them both. Rav Shimon, some like Rav Yosef Glili, Rav Ashul Tzamtzim, and obviously, Rav Shimon has to hold like Rav Yosef Glili, the Achlokas and Bechoros, quoted all of Rashas, whether two things can really be simultaneous or not. Right? What is the Machlokas? I mean, can two things really be simultaneous or not? Lechora, if you ask a scientist, he would say, actually, I don't know what scientists would say nowadays. Things get very complicated since quantum mechanics. But I think if you ask a scientist on the Madrig of me, he would say, well, I don't know, it all depends how finely you divide your clock. If your clock only measures hours, then it's easy to have things be simultaneous. If your clock measures minutes, it's also easy. Seconds, also easy. But if your clock has milliseconds and nanoseconds, then you could just keep going, then nothing's ever simultaneous. So, what's the chore? The machlokas is, halachically, you know, how do we measure time? Rav Yosef Glili says, Efshel Samson. Things that look like they happen at the same time on the halachic clock is the same time. The halachic clock doesn't have nanoseconds. It only has a second hand. That's the smallest hand it has.
It only has the eyes.
It only has, exactly, it only has the human eye's hand. What looks like it happens at the same time is halakhically called happening at the same time because we don't measure time finer than that. The Chachamim would say, Eif Shel Asam Sein, they would say, I know I can't tell, but halakhically you can measure time in infinitely small quanta. And therefore, nothing really happens at the same time. I mean, unless, obviously, you arrange that one is totally in the other. But nothing that, you know, obviously, if I make one thing a tnai of something else, I can make legal haluyos happen at the same time, but natural phenomena can never happen at the same time because you could always just divide time a little. Even at the same nanosecond, you could go to what's below nanoseconds, whatever's below nanoseconds.
Picosecond.
And if they're the same picosecond, you could go to whatever's below that, which is, we're not going to need to anyway. So obviously, he has to hold a Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says Efshel Tzam, saying we measure time in the way that it looks to the naked eye, and whatever looks like it happened at the same time, halachically happened at the same time. So Reuven and Shimon can die at the same time. Okay, so that's different days in the Gemara. Look, obviously, we would be have to say that he holds even day Shemayim Efshel Tzam, saying. Again, this is all talking about natural phenomena. Everyone agrees legal chaluyos can happen at the same time because I could just say, I'm doing a kinyan to sell you my donkey and my house. And then obviously they happen at the same time. You know, where two men could appoint a guy to be a shliach and two women could appoint a guy a shliach and the guy could say, with this dollar, half of it's mekadesh this to this and half of it's that to that. So obviously I could do legal abstract chaluyos at the same time. Machlokas tanaim is natural phenomena. Okay. Before we get to the real tiyufta, in the end we didn't have a tiyufta. We had like Elamai Klala, which was not called a tiyufta in the Gemara. I guess it was only a kasha on the level of a kasha. And then we tried to give a tiyufta, but he got out of it bedocha gadol.
According to Rashi, in the Braisa, Chachamim hold what? They are just arguing about the
Shalat Tzamtzim, the whole Machlokes. No, the Rabbanan also admits that Ef Shalat Tzamtzim, perhaps. The Rabbanan couldn't care less. The Rabbanan are neutral. Whether Ef Shalat Tzamtzim or not, they don't have a drush of litzror, and they don't have zika kiknusa. So if they're abundant, it doesn't matter if it's mitzamtim or not. Two sisters fall before Levi, and there is no such thing as knusa, so they both fall before, and they're each achus a kukaso. And therefore, midoraisa, he could just pick one to marry, and then the other one will become an erva. Midrabbanan, they're each achus a kukaso, so he has to do chalitza to them both. There's an interesting machlokas here between Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim, though, which we should point out. Tosfos Yeshanim is a great kasha on Rashi. What is, how do you understand Rava's strange Shnia Sheva Sugzeh and Shnia Sheva Sugzeh? Okay, here we're going to need to erase the board. It's not a very lumpish board, it's just a shot board.
Board is a board.
Where does it board?
As far as the website.
So the, if anyone friends with Richard Joel, just tell him to buy me a smart board and save us all the trouble. But, all right, Nunu. what is Rava saying? Shnia Sheva Sugzeh, Shnia Sheva Sugzeh. I know in the end Rav is wrong, because he's totally understanding the Braisa, because he forgot that it said O, and, or maybe he didn't have the full Gersa of the Braisa, and he just heard someone say it, you know, very quickly and didn't realize that the Gersa was O, and he said 2, when really it has to be either 4, either it's O and it's 1, or it's the and it's 4 cases. Okay, but what was his case? His case was, we had it, this was Rashi. Rashi said, Reuven is married to a sister and a mother. Shimon is married to the sister and the daughter. Now, when Reuven dies, his two wives are kiknusa to Levi. Right? His two wives are kiknusa to Levi. Meaning, how could they both be? But, mimanevshach, one wife is kiknusa. We don't know who, but at least what? Not at least. Exactly one of Reuven's wives is kiknusa to Levi. If one of Reuven's wives is kiknusa to Levi, then what does Rashi say? Mimanevshach. One of Shimon's wives. One is erva. So the other is tsaras erva. How is he poter? How is he poter the two wives of Shimon? Because we might have shach one of Reuven's wives is Knusa. So if the sister is Knusa, then the sister is Erva, and the daughter is Saras Erva. If the mother is Knusa, the daughter is Erva, and the sister is Saras Erva, so he's Pater, both of Shimon's wives. Right? Reuven, Levi will pick one of Reuven's wives, and he already Pater, both of Shimon's wives. We don't know which of Shimon's wives is the Erva, which is the Saras Erva. But we might have shach their Pater. That's what Rashi says in Divrei Maaseh Shnei Shem Sugzeh. Im hayu shlosha achin, shnayim mehem, nisuin shtei achayas v'isha uvita. One of Reuven's wives is Mesiabemis. Both of Shimon's wives are Peturos. That was what Rava thought Shteim Peturos meant. Why? One of the Rishonos considered like Knusa and can do Yibam. Vashneos Peturos. And even, meanwhile, the two of Shimon's wives are Pater. Why? Achav Yishom Erva. One of Shimon's wives is an Erva. The Haimenayim and Rishonos, the Chashu Knusa, whichever one of Reuven's wife you want to consider Knusa, is related to one of Shimon's wives. So we might have shach, whichever one of Reuven's is considered Knusa, answers one of Shimon's wives. Once you answer one, you answer them all. One is an Erva, the other is Saras Erva. That's how Rashi reads this. What's the Tosfos Yeshanim's kasha on Rashi at this stage in the sugya? At this, where are we? A post Abaye stage in the sugya. What's the Tosfos Yeshanim's kash on Rashi? That's not a kasha. At this point,
we thought were examples are not examples, only are not equivalent examples. He says that the each one is a separate case.
That's. Okay, so that's his, let's see, that's his first kasha on Rashi. Poter bar batan, teima mai lo kamer b'shevatan, doki lo karas m'shei Reuven, lo yikach m'shei Shimon klon, v'lo m'shei Rishon, m'shei Reuven, lo yikach m'shei b'ayis echel in liyab m'la'achas, v'achei ros p'turos, v'gam m'shei Shimon, lo yikach y'achas erva lo osu shalokach m'kein, kol n'shei Shimon heim, soras erva. Okay, so his first kasha is not a good kasha, he knows that. He says, then why did they say it should have been our batan if there were four pairs? It should have been Shivatan if there were four pairs, and Shlushan if there were two pairs. Because two are Usher because of Arayas, and one of Reuven's is Usher, is Potter, because of Bais Echidu Bonamein and Bonashtei Batin. Or if there were four pairs, the four of Shimon's are Potter because of Erva Vitzaris Erva, but three of Reuven's are Potter because Bais Echidu Bonamein and Bonashtei Batin. So that's not a good Kashim. He's 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 not a good Kashim. Obviously, he doesn't mean Rashi. He means, not so clear who he means, but some sort of Rebbe of his, Yichya. It's a little unclear what these Rashi Tevas are. Yeah, the footnotes in the newer Tosfos Yeshanim try to figure it out. Not 100% successfully. See, that's not a good kasha. Poter is the ones where it starts Erva, which is the Chiddush that they're Poter. Not the regular rule that if a guy has multiple wives, you're Miyabim one. And send the rest away. That's too obvious. So then Rashi's okay. This is only called Pater in two, and if you had four pairs, it would only be called Pater in four. Because the fact that if Reuven has multiple wives, you're only miyabim one and not the others, that's obvious. That's not a good kasha. What's the good kasha on Rashi? Avol mikol makom kasha. Dehechi ka'amar idanafu b'zeh acharzeh. Hachi namid yor Shimon sovar hachi yesh zika zika knusa. How can you say if Reuven died before Shimon, he would say zika kiknusa damya? Right? That's his best kasha on Rashi. Lani is daiti. I know it's not his last. What's his kasha on Rashi? We're already after Abaye answered up Rabbi Yosef. We know that Rabbi Osha only said a sheet in one yavam, not in two yavams. The whole case here, there's only one yavam. When Reuven dies, Levi's the only yavam, because Shimon's out of the picture because of Erva. But there's two yavamos. Levi could choose sister, or could choose mom. So, asks Tosfos Yeshanim, as well as others, right? But Tosfos Yeshanim's on the daf, the Rashi has the same question, and the Rashi has the same question. We know that Ein Zika Kiknusa Bishnei Yevamim. So likewise, Ein Zika Kiknusa Bishnei Yevamos. The whole point is that Zika's only Kiknusim when you know who's going to marry who, when you know who's what's going to happen, right? When there's no ambiguity, when it's clear, like, okay, here's the guy, here's the girl. That's Zika Kenusa. When you don't know who it's going to be, how can you say Zika Kenusa? There's two brothers, not Zika Kenusa, because you don't know which one it'll be. You don't say, Mimonishok and Zika Kenusa to one of them. No, it's not Zika Kenusa at all. Likewise, if there's two wives, why is Rashi saying, Mimonishok and Zika Kenusa to one of them, we don't know who? No, if you don't know who, that's not Kenusa. It's only Kenusa if you know what's going to happen. That is the Tosfos Shanim's Kasha on Rashi.
It's Bitalian. That one of the brothers has, like, his responsibility.
Ah, okay, so hold that thought. Let me just see, what does the Tosfos Shanim do? So, V'od kasha amai naket nisuin dalet zugi, ki nami en nisuin rak beiz achayos, sharnash shem noch rios, emes edavar kshiyab m'echa mehem, kulam paturos. So he also has a problem that, if, now this, okay, that even, why do you need this, they're each married to four wives, they're each married, they're four pairs, even if they're just married to sisters, and then the other ones were strangers. Now, you have to figure out exactly what the kasha is here. What he means is that if you end up being miyabim, a sister, then everyone else will be putter. So why not use the example, this is the Chora, prove that Tosfos Shanim is like, here I'm getting two Cheshveni, but Tosfos Shanim must be like the Ridden, the Karen Ora, and hold that the Patur is only Chal after Yibam. So once Miyabim is sister, everyone's Potter. So what does he say? He says a different case, and this is a Masorah from Rabbeinu Chananel that we know quoted from the Rashba. V'nira la Kadosh, here he has it, not as a Rabbeinu Chananel, but as the Kadosh, Kaddish means someone who's killed a Kiddush Hashem. Which Kaddish does he mean? I don't know. Maybe the Kaddish means Drew that everyone else always quotes. Dechi ka'amar shniyashim. So exactly shniyashim is there. Ma'ir she shmona achim nesu'an osan shmona nashim. Shtei achayis v'isho bita v'isho bas bita v'isho bas v'na kol ech v'echad achas behen. Hashtar rishon shemesh ishto mishya bemes v'ashniya yotz mishamachos erva ishto mishamesh sheni erva l'isho rishon v'chein kulan. He says, totally different case. Tosfos Shanim says, what's the case? And the Rashba, in the name of the Tosfos Shanim B'Shem HaKadosh, and the Rashba, in the name of the Rach, says the same thing. He says, what's the case? The case is, there were different brothers. Either, meaning there was one brother per pair. It wasn't Reuven, it was Reuven, sister, Shimon, sister. Levi, mom, Yehuda, daughter. And in the Arbata, and you have to add, Zvulon would be grandmother, you know, etc., etc., and Yisachar would be granddaughter, and Dan would be grandmother, and Naphtali would be granddaughter. And then, you know, everyone dies, and who's left? Binyamin. And then what happens for Binyamin? Everyone dies. And Binyamin's left, and for Binyamin, each person who dies only leaves him one wife, right? It's a Zika Kiknusa to Binyamin because it's Yavam Echad V'Yavama Achas. And that's the case. It's not that anyone was married to more than one wife. No, it's that Rava thought there were two pairs. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, Levi who were married to mothers and daughters. Point of note, it's four pairs. Also, Yisachar and Zvulun were married to grandmother and granddaughter. And also, Dan and Naphtali were married to the other kind of grandmother and granddaughter. And, Lachor, what you have to add, the Rashba says, is that it also happened that both sisters are heirs to the other six up here, and etc. Therefore, each one who dies, only one woman falls before one man, only their wife falls only before Binyamin, and that's how you have Zika Kiknusa. The Tosfos Rush has a slightly different version, which is a lot easier. He just says, no. Each pair, for Rashi, the pairs are all married to the same people. The Tosfos Shanim, the Rashba, in the name of the Rash, say, each pair was married to a separate pair of brothers. The Tosfos Rush says, each pair is a separate family. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. They had a brother, Levi. Now, one falls before one. And you saw, and a Reuven and Shimon Schwartz were married to sisters. They had a brother, Levi. Yisachar and Zevulun Greenberg were married to mother and daughter, and they have a brother Dan. Gud and Asher Goldstein were married to a grandmother and granddaughter, and they have a brother, I don't even know who we're up to, Yehuda, etc. They basically say that each, they really make it easy to understand why it's always one falling before one. They say each, this pair is a separate family, Lagamre. There are only three brothers in each family. Two are married to our relatives, and one is not. Okay, that's the different, let's just, it's the same basic idea. The Tosos Rush says, no, it's different families. Reuven, sister. Shimon, sister. And Levi, and new family. Yisachar, mom. Zvulon, daughter. And Yehuda, and then the new family as well. God for the grandmother, and Usher for the granddaughter, etc. Each one is a separate family. Then they make it very clear there's always one Yavama falling before one Yavam.
Why bother? I mean, you don't learn anything more than you've learned from one family. Just so you fit the Lashon, but you don't...
That is an excellent question. You have to say the answer to why bother for everyone, except for Rashi,
yeah.
Just to illustrate all the possible pairs of relatives that could exist. There are only four possible pairs of relatives that could exist in the Torah, meaning women who would make the erva on each other's husbands. Right? There's only four types of women who'd be erva on each other's husbands. Sisters, mother, daughters, mother's mother, granddaughter, and father's mother, granddaughter. So they just want to illustrate all the different combinations in the Torah of women who are arise to each other's husbands.
Going back to this logical jump that just by if you fall before two Yavami, you have two Yavami, that's not logical because...
Who said before you that it's not logical, obviously? It's not just you who's saying that's not a good jump. Who holds it's not a good jump? Rashi holds it's not a good jump, right? This is what the Tosfos Yeshanim thinks, and you have to add the Tosfos Rush and the Rashba and Rabbeinu Hananel, but Rashi, and they point out the Ritva agrees with Rashi, if you look here, but Rashi disagrees, right? Rashi thinks it's not a logical jump. He thinks to Yavams it's not Kiknusa, but to Yavamos, that is Kiknusa. That's what Morty's saying. It's not a logical jump. Why is it not a logical jump? Why does Rashi think it's different? Why, according to Rashi, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds Beis Yavamim is not Kiknusa, but Beis Yavamot is Kiknusa. So Morty's telling us, yeah, I like this. It's not logical to equate two wives with two brothers. Why not? What's the difference?
Because a man can have two wives. A wife can't have two husbands.
Okay, that's what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish... Now, even though, obviously, you can't really be miyaveh two wives, because it's a din, but it's shayach to have a relationship with two wives. It's not shayach for a woman to have a relationship with two husbands. This is how the Chazon Ish explains Rashi. Chazon Ish says, basically, each celibate trade lo chazya. There is polygamy, but there isn't, anyone know the word? Right? Polyandry. Right? What does that mean? A woman can't be married to two men. It's celibate trade lo chazya. That's how he says it. He doesn't know fancy English words, mostly because he didn't live in America. But there is... There is such thing as a man being related to two women. Now, I know there's a technical problem. He can't end up keeping both of them. This is a serious cause that he has to kick one of them out. And he has to save one and get rid of one. But it's shayach for a man to be related to two, to have a marriage with two women. Therefore, it's kiknusa. Which one? So he lined up, so we'll see which one. But it's shayach for him to have a relationship with two women. It's not shayach for a woman to have a relationship with two men. Because there's no such thing as that in the Torah. That's called it's celibate trei lo chazya. There is polygamy, and there is not polyandry. that's right. Poly is many, of course. Gam is female. Andry is male. That's why androgynos is male and female. He's androgynos. He just combined the two Greek roots. Okay. That's now we're Yotzi Torah Mab. That's why a gynecologist is a doctor for women. But there's no special word for a doctor for men. Okay, you want to know why? I don't know. Go ask the postmodernists. That's the Chazon Ish's answer. It's a levitre. He says it's a Leve Trey Lo Chazya. Okay, that's a nice look at the Chazya Ish, which Morty was Mechavi to. Anyone want to give a different answer for Rashi?
Rashi wants to be on the wrong side now. But if Zika's Mamish Kiknusa, he can't really be married to two women at the same way. Because
you can't marry both of them.
Yeah, but if it's just that this man is responsible for taking care of it, so that's fine. Even the two women, he's one that's taken over in terms of his brothers. We don't really have such a...
Correct. I knew that's what you were going to say, and I think you can rescue it for Rashi, because Rashi's not saying your Mamish Kiknusa is two women. He's just saying the Manishak Kiknusa to one of them. So Rashi might admit, as the first step, starts the same place that Tosus read. And I think what Daniel Gutenberg is trying to say, and I think that's a true vart, is that it depends how you look at Zika Kiknusa. If Zika Kiknusa means Rav Shimma Lashitase of, what Rav Shimma might you say Zika Kiknusa Lashitase of? What does Rav Shimma hold? Kol Omid Lizor Kazar, Dami, right? Famous Shita Rav Shimma. If Zika Kiknusa means whatever's going to happen, let's say it did happen. Right, Rav Shimma demanded Rav Kolomid Lizro Kazarif Dami, Kolomid Liftos Kapatri Dami, Kolomid Lizro Kazarif Dami. So if Rav Shimon holds that it means if we know what's going to happen, let it happened already, then we're not going to differentiate between two Yavams and two Yavamos. But if that's not what he means, he's not coming from a place of we know what's going to happen. He's coming from a place of Yakam Al Shem Achiv Hameis, the brother has to step in, the brother takes over. It's like Yerusha, right? If a guy dies, does his brother have to do anything to get his house? Let's say the brother's the closest relative. No, the male of the brother's Tamal Shema. The brother takes the place of his dead brother. So I think what you can say is that if there's two brothers, then no one has stepped into his shoes. Because we don't know which brother's going to step into his shoes. But if there's one brother, then, and this is what Daniel's trying to say, right? I'm not lying.
Yes.
I'm not misquoting you, rather. He has already stepped into the mace's shoes. Now, once he stepped into the mace's shoes, does he know what he's going to do next? No! He stepped in the mace's shoes and he doesn't know which wife he's going to keep and which wife he isn't. But if the Yesod of Reb Shimon, of Reb Oshia, rather. The Yisod of Reb Oshia is not based on the future, but based on the past, not because we know what's going to happen, because then the Tosfos Shana is right, we don't know what's going to happen, but because Lemaisa, a brother, steps into the shoes of the brother. They could say, if there are two live brothers, we don't know which one is in his shoes. So there's no kiknusa. If there's one brother, we know he's in his dead brother's shoes. We don't know which wife he'll keep, so we don't know which one is kiknusa to him, but we know it's kiknusa because the Yisod of kiknusa is that a brother automatically steps into the shame of his dead brother. Automatically he's the shame, the continuation of the shame. Of course he could repudiate it through chalitza, but automatically he's taken over the shame. So if you view Rav Shimma, Rav Oshia, as past-oriented, not future-oriented, like Daniel was saying, then I think you can explain the chiluk for Rashi. I'm blanking on who I'm about to quote. The Marasha here gives a more technical chiluk. He says when there's two wives, the brother could pick which wife to marry. The brother could pick which wife to marry. And therefore, it's more shy to say kiknusa, because he has the right to pick who to marry. If there are two brothers, no one has the right. If they're two brothers, no one has the right to pick who they're going to marry. Each brother could get in before the other brother. So therefore he says, there's two brothers, it's not kiknusa. He's still looking at the future. Two brothers, not kiknusa, because no one can be sure of what they'll do in the future. But if there's two wives, that could be kiknusa, because if he knows what he wants to do, he can do it.
She can say, I want this one and not that one.
No, she cannot say, I want this one and not that one. She cannot say, I want this one and that one. Now, the truth is that theoretically, right, since Bein Ba'onus, Bein Baratzon, right, she could hire goons to bring her one of them and be nivellus to him Ba'onus, and that would count. But the assumption is that really the guy is supposed to choose, the brother's supposed to choose, right? So if we assume the brother's supposed to choose, then if there's one brother and two wives, that's still kiknusa, because even though we don't know which he'll do, he'll pick one and do it. They're two brothers, each one of them is competing against the other, and no one knows what will happen. No one can decide what will happen in the end, because it's a competition to the last minute. So that's the Marsha's Chos.
Unless there's a Bechor.
Even if there's a Bechor, that's L'chachila. Even if there's a Bechor, that's L'chachila. He has the right, but he doesn't have the ability to enforce that right.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, if the Katan comes and is Miyavim without him, then he can cry, he can not invite him to the Chasnas from now on, but he has no redress against him. Meaning, not only doesn't he have redress, he can't sue to undo it, he can't even, like, accuse the fellow of doing an Aveira and give him Malkus or something. Anyway, but that's a good Ha'ara. Okay, I guess we didn't get to the proof of Rav Papa yet. All right, we'll have to continue next time. We only have one more shir. In that shir, we'll have to last speak, talking a little about Maimar and New Testament Beis, and talking a little about the Yisod of Rabbi Shimon on Daf Chafam and Aleph, and trying to get through, which will not be quite so hard. It gets a little, a little easier from now on in terms of the cheshbon. But we'll pick up with that Amir Tzor Shem Thursday morning. What?
There's no end time for Thursday
shir. So.